Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. States and territories in Australia have started coronavirus vaccine programs. Health service workers and workers at quarantine hotels are the first to receive the vaccine. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says about 1,000 people will be vaccinated today.
And I'm looking forward to having the overwhelming majority of our citizens have the vaccine in the next few months. That's really, really critical. And of course, by the end of October, I hope that everybody who's offered the vaccine in New South Wales, which should be the whole population, has had it by that time. And yes, it does mean we can think about the settings. It does mean we can start thinking about overseas travel. We can start thinking about easing of restrictions.
In South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall says about 2,000 people will be vaccinated this week. He aims to reach 12,000 vaccinations over the next 3 weeks. He is reassuring people who do not feel comfortable to take the vaccine.
Now, some people are a bit anxious about vaccination. Some people might even say, it's not for me, I'm young, I don't need it. The vaccination is safe and it's really important to get it. The more people that are vaccinated, the safer that we're going to be in South Australia.
SBS has released a video in more than 60 languages, including Australian Sign Language, informing communities about Australia's COVID-19 vaccination plan, how they work, and how they were approved in Australia. The video explains where vaccines will be available for free. Visit www.sbs.com.au/coronavirus for more information. Another two women have come forward saying they were also sexually assaulted by the same person involved in the Brittany Higgins case. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced 4 separate reviews into the matter. Senator Larissa Waters says there are plenty of questions which need answers.
3 women now, if the first had have been properly dealt with, that might have saved other women. And I want to know if this fellow is now still a member of the Liberal Party and what sort of culture review the Prime Minister is going to now undertake.
In sport, Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic has won the Australian Open final, defeating Russian Daniil Medvedev. It is Djokovic's 9th Australian Open win and his 18th overall major victory. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal both have 20 titles. Djokovic says he wants to win more and break records.
I don't feel like I'm old or tired or anything like that, but I know that, you know, biologically and realistically things are different than they were 10 years ago for me. So I have to be smarter with my schedule and peak at the right time. So the slams are the tournaments where I want to be able to perform my best.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says it is not acceptable that the crowd booed the president of the tennis tournament as she delivered a speech and mentioned the COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. McCormack says the federal government encourages the public to support the vaccine.
Well, that's un-Australian. I'm sorry, that is just un-Australian. This vaccine is going to get our country back to some sort of pre-COVID normality. This vaccine needs to roll out right across the country. While it's not mandatory, while you don't have to get the vaccine, I encourage Australians to do so. Not just for their own sake, but for those people who are loved ones.
I am Marcus Megalokonomos. This is SBS News in Easy English.